fabric curtains. Then the drapes were generally a heavier material, which so the side of the windows in our case. Of course, you were talking of window shades, I suppose, mm-hmm. and say pulling them down.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hang your clothes?
In the closet.
This was built in?
Yes, it was what we know now as a conventional closet.
Do you remember any sort of a closet that was movable? You probably didn't have one.
No, we didn't have one. I think you're talking of a shift robe.
And that was just a big box?
It was generally a large cabinet, 6, maybe more feet tall, and probably sufficient depth to accommodate the clothes. Mm-hmm. Maybe a drawer or so in it. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of this type.
Did you ever have any trouble with bugs in the summer when you stored your woolens?
Yes, from time to time. There were a few moths around.
Where did you store your woolens?
Well, I think Mother generally put them in a box with mothballs and put them up in the top of the closet. Sometimes, well, we didn't have a cedar chest. I understand this was customary a lot of times to put woolens in a cedar chest.
Mm-hmm. This was always kept right on the main floor of the house?
Well, no. Well, of course, our home was a two-story house. This sort of thing was kept in the bedrooms on the second floor.
What did you call that area above the second floor?
The attic.
How'd you get up there?
We had a crawl hole.
And how'd you get to the second floor?
By the stairway. Came out of the living room, up to intermediate landing, then turned and came on upstairs.
Where did you generally eat?
We had a breakfast nook in the right off the kitchen for normal meals, and of course in the on Sunday and for special occasions in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. And where did your mother keep her food, canned goods and things like this?
In a large cabinet over the kitchen counter.
We had
a pantry, also a pantry off to the side where she kept larger bulk items.
Was this cabinet called anything else? Did she have any other name for it?
No. She always referred to it as a cabinet.
Never a safe or a safe?
No. No.
What did you call old worthless things?
I just applied the word junk.
Do you have any space, any special place for these?
Oh, we had a basement that where we'd accumulate things until we got around to disposing of them. Kind of a catch-all.
And what did your mother generally do in the morning after breakfast, after the dishes were washed and all that?
Generally start straightening up the house, cleaning up the house, dusting, sweeping, mm-hmm. hanging up clothes, broom, and vacuum cleaner.
Where was the broom kept?
We remember, seems we had a hook on the back porch where she hung it.
Did she have any special chores for Monday and Tuesday?
I think regular wash day on Monday, ironing on Tuesday. As a rule, more often as necessary.